Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report.
I promise to be a president for all Americans.
Vice President Kamala Harris becoming the first woman of color to accept the presidential nomination of a major party on the final night of the Democratic convention in Chicago. Harris will get back on the campaign trail next week. CBS News political analyst Joel Payne.
What she needs to do going forward is she needs to think about what does she want to do in terms of building a winning coalition. Does she look like a 2008-2012 Barack Obama coalition, which is more reliant on voters of color, African-American voters, young voters?
Donald Trump makes another campaign stop in Arizona today. The independent candidate for president, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., is in the state, too. CBS's Michael Toscano.
Multiple sources have confirmed to CBS News that Kennedy has been seriously considering suspending his campaign and is likely to endorse former President Trump.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Join us live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. for Playmakers, brought to you by Quality Plus Printing. Call in with your sports thoughts and feelings only on WFHR.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell in Chicago. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Senator Tammy Baldwin is promising to protect Social Security and Medicare and taking Donald Trump to task for proposing cuts.
He's talking about cutting Social Security and Medicare while giving a huge new tax break to billionaires and corporations. Well, Kamala Harris is not going to let that happen.
Baldwin gave a short speech at the Democratic convention last night. She's running for re-election against Republican Eric Hovde. The universities of Wisconsin will ask for $855 million when Governor Evers and lawmakers start work on the next two-year state budget next spring. The Board of Regents approved President Jay Rothman's spending blueprint yesterday. It includes millions to fix up or replace older buildings. Faculty and staff would get pay raises. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. You can help develop a Safe Streets and Roads for All Safety Action Plan in Portage County. There's a virtual kickoff meeting next week to discuss ways to significantly reduce or eliminate roadway fatalities and serious injuries for all users. This includes motorists, bicyclists, and pedestrians. This SS4A Safety Action Plan is funded by a grant from the U.S. Department of Transportation and Federal Highway Administration. The virtual meeting is on August 27th from 3 to 4 p.m. You can find out more by calling 715-343-6289. There's a new tool for monitoring water quality. The DNR announced the Wisconsin Water Explorer. It's a web-based tool located on the DNR website. It can help you address concerns about the quality of water in your local lake or river. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with a high in the upper 70s this afternoon. The wind will be out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight we'll drop into the upper 50s. Tomorrow, sunshine, mid-80s by Sunday. Partly cloudy, muggy with a high in the upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp 62.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us here at WFHR. Terry and James hanging out with you. We hope you're having a great day out there. Thank you so much for joining us. We're going to get into some fun stuff this hour. Plenty to do, plenty to talk about. We're talking fairs a little bit later, both events at them and where we'll be at our Central Wisconsin State Fair. We'll get into that. We got a couple of other fun things, too. Got a silly criminal we got to talk about, Terry. Got that one coming up for you as well. And we'll wrap up talking about our schedule and local events going on in our area and, of course, our United Way update. We'll get all of that for you before we wrap up. First, let's go ahead and kick things off with some entertainment news in the 9 o'clock hour. An Olympic gymnast, Stephen Nedorezic, or better known as the pommel horse guy, the guy who ran in the pommel horse, never, is the first person to join season 33 of Dancing with the Stars. He's also the first male gymnast to compete on the show. He says, quote, I want to do some flares, bring bring some gymnastics to the event.
I mean, he's pretty limber.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. The full cast will be announced on September 4th on Good Morning America. There are some big rumors going along with this year's one. So apparently, the people behind the scenes of Dancing with the Stars have not been happy with the ratings as of late and some of the feedback they've gotten from the audience on this show. And people are really love this show. Like they really care about this show. So they're working very hard to bring in a little bit more of your B celebrity than your C or D celebrity.
Yeah. You know, I was an avid watcher. I don't think I watched like the first couple seasons because I just, you know, whatever, and probably the age of my kid. Like I was just busy. But then I watched for several seasons. And then when they took Tom Bergeron off that first time, like that was, for me, I was like, ugh. It just was not the same. Not that things have to be the same and you can't try to change them and better them, but they lost me there and I never came back.
I'm telling you, they don't have to overthink this. They really want this to be better. Bring him back. Yeah. Like that's one of the biggest pieces of this. Certainly it's going to matter the contestants you have on the show. That's a big part of the reason people watch. But the reason people come back to shows like that year after year, season after season, is the consistent members, the judges, the host, the things.
Well, and he and Aaron Andrews just had a good banter. You know what I mean? Like it made
it.
Because
he's the best.
Yeah.
Tom Bergeron's one of the best to ever do that job, and I don't think he's ever really gotten the credit for it. He's been doing this our whole lives almost. Back on America's Funniest Home Videos and things. He's a very good MC. He's very good at what he does. You just let that man do his job, pay him his money, and pull in the ratings. You're ABC, the biggest dog in town. Pay the guy.
But like, I just never. I don't know. You know what I mean? Like I tried to watch, and I didn't even finish that next season. Like I watched a couple episodes, and I'm like, this is painful.
Well, they really messed up when they brought on Tyra Banks. Like she really set that show back. Well, she's one of those people. I don't know her obviously, but everything I have heard from people in my industry about her, nobody can understand how she continues to get work. Because it's not so much that I'm not saying she's not talented or beautiful or any of this, but she is such a nightmare to work with.
Well, I don't know about that, but she's not a good MC.
She was not
like there
good
was
at that
no.
Job.
I don't know. I felt like, and I only watched two episodes, so what do I know? But I just felt like there was nothing on the fly. Like she could maybe do what had been scripted a little bit, but it was just. Like I'm like fast forwarding just to see who won for the, you know, like who got voted off. Like I'm like, forget it. And then I thought it's not worth my effort.
Tom Bergeron can carry on anything. Like he can make anything kind of like just carry a scene or carry a moment, or especially with live TV where you don't know what can happen. You need a guy like that can think on the balls of his feet.
So yeah, I just was like, no, I'm out.
The other rumored contestants, and there is a lot of talk that it's being in the works right now, Jason Kelce is going to be the big name brought to Dancing with the Stars. Cool. That would bring a lot to that show. You grab a Kelce right now, and you're doing pretty good.
That'd be awesome.
You're also bringing in, obviously, the other half of that, which is not just his brother, but the Taylor Swift fan base, which they are... say whatever you want about that fan base. They follow these people, man. They really, really like the only way that doesn't happen is if the Jason Kelce has too much on his plate. Like he's got a busy schedule. He's gonna be doing a lot. I think he's on ESPN this year or he's on Fox, one of the two. But he's definitely gonna be doing on the broadcast stuff, and he's gonna be all over the place. You're gonna be seeing a lot of him this year, as that man is enjoying retirement, and rightfully so. The Golden Bachelor, Gary Turner. I'm not sure who that is. He's going to be there. But an interesting name I saw on this list. Oh, Victoria Beckham. So they're talking about her. Kelly Ripa.
I think she'd be fabulous. I mean, I don't know how she dances, but just her charisma.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. For those that don't know, Kelly Ripa, one of the hardest working people in daytime TV history. That woman went from doing like... Soap opera schedules are insane. They're insane what they do. Think of Saturday Night Live, but every week. Like, that's what they do. Only they got to film stuff. Saturday Night Live is almost a blessing that it's live, so you don't have to do retakes or make sure the lighting's right or something like this. Soap operas, you got to go. And oftentimes, even in today's day and age, especially in today's day and age, you're watching General Hospital or anything like that, you're oftentimes seeing the first take, which is not easy to do for a lot of actors, especially if you're not used to theater and everything. I have such a high... I haven't watched a soap opera since I was a little kid with my Nana. But I have such a high respect for soap operas and the work that they do on those. There are no reruns. It's incredible what they pull off. Every once in a while, yeah, Susan Lucci fights a bear. It happens. But for every situation like that, you've got a lot of
people. I mean, she wins. Spoiler.
She did.
She wins.
Nicely done. We'll see. Dancing with the Stars. Dancing with the Stars premieres Tuesday, September 17th on ABC and Disney Plus. Dolly Parton has been married to her husband, Carl Dean, since May 30th, 1966.
That guy's going to live a long time.
Yes, he is. Yeah. 58 years for that man, that couple. So she's got to have some great advice for the rest of us, right? Well, a while back, Dolly was asked if she had any words of advice for a successful marriage. And she said, yeah. Stay gone as much as you can.
I knew I loved her. Love her more now.
She's so great. She clarified that you also need to, quote, have respect and love for each other, and you need to be good friends, too. Gotta love Dolly's sense of humor, but she's also spitting some truth here. It'll keep things fresh at home if you kind of have... So what she talks about here in a little more in depth is the idea that her and Carl are individuals. And they have their own passions, their own things that they like. Well, at the same time, things that they mutually like. They love spending time together. But they also, with her career, she's kind of been all over the place. And he's used to that. So they've kind of gotten used to that.
But, you know, reading this, can't you just hear her little giggle? You know what I mean? That's what I love about it. Like, she's just like, stay away. And then, but.
I promise you, everybody, if I had the audio of this, I'd have just played that because it'd have been so much better. But yeah, I could so hear her laughing. And then, yeah. So you got to stay away. Like I feel like that there, at some point or another, somebody's going to write a book of just Dolly quotes. It's just going to be a book of that, and we're all going to buy it. That woman is a treasure.
Some great one. You know how many times have you heard absence makes the heart grow fonder?
Absolutely.
Right? Like, I mean, yeah. That's just.
You spend too much time with anybody and you can go crazy. It is good to have some space. It is good to be individuals while also being able to come together. I think that one of my top five interviews I would give if I can interview anybody would be Dolly Parton. But in my top 20 is Carl. I want to interview Carl. I want to interview Carl Dean, man. I want to just talk to that guy. Hey,
I love it.
Tell me, like, just talk. Just, what's on your mind? I want to know what it's like from your perspective of everything. That's some great advice, Dolly. We appreciate it. Looking new on your small screen this weekend on Friday on Peacock, the TV show they have been hammering you with previews and trailers, The Killer, and that is going to premiere tonight. Also on, tonight, Let's Make a Deal Primetime is on CBS. And on Saturday, a movie forever, a Lifetime movie, starring Taye Diggs and Megan Good is out. Sunday, 7 o'clock on NBC, NFL preseason football. It doesn't matter who's playing. It's preseason football. It's all that matters. Washington and New England, if you care. That's going to be a good one. Looking forward to that. I'm just happy the football's back. We go through this funny thing where we're just so excited to have football back, and then we see, and it's, oh, it's preseason football.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, all right. Well, I'll come back in a week. But I don't know. I enjoy preseason football because I like seeing these guys hustling for their job.
Oh, yeah.
It's so interesting to see that the athletes that make it and don't, and these races, like who's going to be the top receiver, who's going to be that third receiver or something like that. I am a nerd about football. I get into that stuff. And it's also kind of cool, too, if you're a big college football fan. Sometimes the last time you're going to see some of these guys is in preseason football because they just don't make the cut of the team. We're going to talk a little bit about this on Playmakers today from 5 to 6. NFL cuts are coming up next week. I'm curious to see who you would like to hang on to on the Packers, who you might think is on the cusp of being off the team. Some of that we'll talk about a little bit later today, but looking forward to it. It's going to be a good show. New on your big screen, not a whole lot being released right now. There's two kind of weirder movies.
Nothing.
Well, this time of year, there really isn't much.
I agree.
People, especially at the end of summer, Hollywood has learned, hey, people are busy.
People are doing other stuff.
Yeah. They're probably not going to see this stuff. So if they're going to release something, it's usually a horror movie or something that's for a niche audience. And that's what they did this week. Blink Twice is an R-rated movie with Zoe Kravitz, directed by Zoe Kravitz. Channing Tatum stars in this one. Got a big cast. Christian Slater, Haley Joel Osment, Gina Davis is in it. Kyle MacLachlan, really interesting cast. Very weird movie. Looks like a very weird movie. I don't even know how to describe the plot to you. And there is a reimagining, I believe, of The Crow that is coming out with Bill Skarsgård, one of the better young actors in the game today. The I don't know how much it's based on the original or the 1994 Brandon Lee movie or anything. For many of us, and I was one of these people, I love that movie. I thought it was almost it's an incredible movie. Going back, at the time when we were young, Brandon Lee passes away, and of course that, whether we like to admit it or not, hyped the movie up and helped the movie. Sure. and gave it, turned it into part of why it's such a cult classic for so much of our generation. But it was also a really good movie.
I thought it was a good movie.
I loved it. I'm a sucker for a good romance story, and to me it was a darker version of that that was very well acted. Brandon Lee, not as similar. I wouldn't go as far as I was going with River Phoenix earlier, but Brandon Lee was going to have a good career. Like, he was just getting going, and with that pedigree that he had from his father and everything, I can only imagine what he could have done. So I'm a sucker for that movie. I really like Bill Skarsgård. I got to say, the trailer doesn't look that great to me. I don't know, but I'll probably see it. I'm not going to see it in the theater, but I'll probably see it. That is what's new on your big screen. We will take a quick timeout. When we come back, we're talking state fair husbands, and we're talking about our own Central Wisconsin State Fair. When we come back on the morning show here at WFHR.
Need repairs? How about a new truck? Don't worry. Both can be found at TJ's Auto and Collision Center on Highway 73 in Wisconsin Rapids. And do we have trucks? From industrial to moving to S10s to SUVs, TJ's Auto has the right truck for the right price. Check out our website at tjsauto.net or stop by to enjoy our welcoming and comfortable customer experience. TJ's Auto is a proud sponsor of the Southwood County Humane Society's Pet of the Week. And remember, we have trucks!
Law enforcement across Wisconsin is speaking out in support of Tammy Baldwin for U.S. Senate. Listen to Sheriff Kurt Fell of Rock County.
Every day we battle illegal drugs coming into our community, and we know the attacks on Tammy Baldwin are not true.
Sheriff Jeff Scatroot of Greene County.
Tammy's working with law enforcement to stop the flow of fentanyl.
And Sheriff Calvin Barrett of Dane County.
She brought Democrats and Republicans together to crack down on the drugs coming from China and Mexico, giving us more tools to fight drug smugglers.
It's Tammy Baldwin who stood with the Border Patrol on border security. She supported the strongest border security bill in decades.
And Tammy voted 32 times to strengthen the border. She's fighting the flow of people and fentanyl coming across the border.
It's Tammy Baldwin I trust.
I trust.
I trust to help us keep Wisconsin safe.
I'm Tammy Baldwin running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Ready, set, go! Get in the game and be heard with WFHR's Playmakers. Join us 5 to 6 Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We're here to take your calls, sports takes, and ramblings. We'll have breaking stories, game day conversations with players, coaches, and you. Nobody ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Join the team here at WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, 5 to 6 PM Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for WFHR's Playmakers.
Since the moment you were born, I've made 1,000 wishes. Wishes for your future. In a world that's changing fast. For all of the things you may one day do. Do play and laugh. Do win and lose. Do learn from your mistakes. And challenge yourself to grow. Do not be afraid. Or make decisions based in fear. Do it all with confidence and with kindness and strength. Do call your mom and ask her for advice. And always do your best to remember that no matter what you do in this life,
thank you.
What matters to me is that you keep doing. I love you always, Mom. Inspire kids to do at 4-H.org.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with a high in the upper 70s this afternoon. The wind will be out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, we'll drop into the upper 50s. Tomorrow, sunshine, mid-80s by Sunday. Partly cloudy, muggy with a high in the upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp, 62.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Terry and James taking you through.
Don't wish it away. Don't look at it like it's forever.
I love that song.
I do too.
It's a good one. We're going to have some fun right now, everybody. We'll take you right to the break. We're going to take you up to our state and local news and sports with a fun one, I think. State fair season means husband calling is back. Wait, what? If you've never seen a husband calling contest, you are missing out. It's like cow calling or hog calling, but it's wives pretending to call their husbands in from the other room or from out in the fields. It dates back to way before cell phones were a thing, so you had to use your voice, of course. I think that there is a lot of us are immediately having a memory of our moms or dads calling us in for dinner or something like that as kids. A bunch of state fairs have them now. Footage from recent competitions at the Iowa State Fair and Tennessee State Fair are making the rounds. I'm going to see if I can play a little of this for us here and see if we can get a sample of this. Okay. Oh, here we go.
Hey, Roy.
Oh, good. Yeah, she won. Yeah, she should win. Yeah.
Well, look at her dancing.
She was up there dancing and everything. She was the second to last person we heard there. So it is exactly what I kind of thought it was and everything. That is fun. Would you do something like that? Would you compete in something
maybe
like that?
Maybe if I had a good call, but I don't. I mean, I just usually just yell his name or I whip the door open. I'm like, supper! You know, it's not.
I think that is one of the funner ideas I've heard. Every fair should incorporate that. It seems awesome. I do want to say that last lady, it seemed like she was actually going up there and calling her husband. Like, she did not know it was a competition. She was up there. She had a list of grievances. This was a venting thing for her.
Okay.
She can't afford therapy or something. She's up there. She was up there for a while.
He's clearly not making her life longer. You know, I do... there is some value to this for me because I seriously will do that. I will come out of the house and I'll just go to the edge of the garage, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm like at outside, and then I will just like beller. Like I could walk another, I don't know, 200 feet to the shed where he's doing whatever, but I don't. I just yell from the house.
We'll talk more about the Central Wisconsin State Fair in a second. When Melissa and I were there, we ran into so many great people. We had so many good interactions. A little kid came by, and he wanted to spin the wheel, and he did, and he won a T-shirt. And we didn't have any small sizes for him, but he wanted to get a shirt for his mom. And he didn't know which one she'd want, a WIRI or WFHR. So he goes, I'm going to go ask her. So Melissa and I just expect him to go away for a while. He just stands there and texts her.
Oh, I thought he went, Mom!
Yeah, that'd have been funnier. But he texts her, and it just dawns on me. I hadn't really thought much about this, but that's all the kids do now. They just text their parents. Back in the day, you and I would have been running, Mom! You know, and running around the whole fair looking for our parent or something like that. The fact that this stuff kind of exists, not so much the husband calling contest, but the idea of hollering for your kids, hollering for your significant other, any of that. I don't know, there's something charming to me about that. I think that that's still kind of cool. Like, it's charming to me because I'm not being called. It's
and you know what's even funny about that? Like, I'll even tell the girls that, right? Like, let's say I've, you know, finished dinner and I'll be like, okay, somebody go call dad. But I mean, like, literally, like, beller for dad. Don't walk out and get dad, but just yell. And, you know, if he hears it's supper, fine. If not, he'll make his way in eventually.
I think that's a pretty good one,
though. But it is kind of funny.
I think that's pretty funny. That is pretty good. I also like the idea of this being incorporated more in state fairs and the ideas of people, like, training all year. Like what's my I love the idea of people taking this very serious and getting really into the, like, what's going to be my call? What would be?
Well, you know, I still think the hog calling is just hilarious.
Yes.
But there's something about that. And I don't know. I think it's like enjoyable. You know, like you see who actually.
Yeah.
And it's always the same word. It's just the inflection of the tone.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. I would love to hear what your husband calls would be, everybody. Feel free to call up and get them to us, 715-424-2600.
We are PG.
Yes, yes. Keep that in mind. Please,
I don't even think we're PG-13, are we?
Yeah, yeah.
Probably
lean closer to PG. Yeah, that might be safe. With our audience, that might be safe. But we'd love to hear them. I'd love to hear them. I'm not going to. We'll figure it out. I wanted to get to this one too, Terry, because this is as we're getting ready for our news break. I think this is an important one. And I say loosely that it's a That Ain't Right story, but only because of the reason behind it. Police in California say homeowners have been blurring the image of their home on Google Maps to discourage burglars from targeting their homes. And you can do this. I don't know if people realize this or not, but that's part of the reason I wanted to touch on the story. On your computer, enter your address on Google Maps, navigate to Street View, click on three dots, and then select Report a Problem. There you can request to blur something, your home, a person's face, a vehicle, or a license plate number, anything, even you can. Like if you're caught sunbathing or something, you can blur that out. Trust me on this. Trust me. No, I'm joking. Google already blurs sensitive stuff like people's faces and everything.
If you're sunbathing that close to the road,
I mean, it's kind of
A, you should move to the backyard.
Yeah, yeah.
And B, like, why are you that close to the road?
Right, right. So they already do this to a degree, but that's automated. This is something that you have to go out and physically do.
That's interesting.
Some people think Google Maps could be a security issue if valuables are shown, or would-be thieves could scout your place, the weak spots where they could gain entry. On one hand, that would allow tech-savvy thieves to case, quote-unquote, case a neighborhood discreetly. But on the other hand, it's just showing your house just like anyone could see it and if they were driving or walking by. The police say blurring your home might make you feel more secure, but it could backfire. Thieves on Google Maps might be intrigued by that.
Got something to hide.
But this begs the question, are there actually any thieves using Google Maps in the first place, which there are not, everybody? Again, I'm not saying that 1,000% there isn't, but It is very hard for me to wrap my mind around the idea that if somebody is going to be doing this, like let's take porch pirates, they're not putting a lot of homework into this. This isn't Ocean's 11. They're not building a team and plotting this out for months at a time and everything before they're going to go to that one house.
But you know, if you're a thief and you're listening, get a job.
Oh, God, yeah. Oh, God, yeah. Yeah, there's a billion things you could be doing. Because, look, man, there is no retirement plan for thievery. There's no retirement plan for that side of the tracks. Why do you think my family went good? We went good. I'm kidding. But it's in all seriousness.
That might have been the mic drop of the day.
You're absolutely right about this. You're absolutely right about this. It's just ridiculous. The time and effort, as you're sitting there doing whatever you're doing, just take a brief moment, use those few brain cells you might have, and come to the right side of this. Because
like,
I'm telling you, it's no retirement plan for that. We know this. According to the Department of Justice, home burglaries are exceedingly rare. Fewer than 1% of households experience a burglary, and the number has been dropping steadily over the past two decades. Now, there's some good news that we just don't even hear.
Yeah, I also, don't you think a lot of people, though, have transitioned, I mean, not everyone, of course, but to like Ring doorbells and, you know, like that kind of thing? I mean, it's a pretty low-cost security mechanism that that people can have, and at a minimum, I mean, depending upon which version you get, you can actually talk through those.
Yeah,
like if your phone alerts you that someone's there, you can actually be like, "What do you want?" And you're not even there.
Yeah, I saw a video of that. I think it was just a stage thing, but the pirate was going over there to steal something, and somebody's, "Hey, leave that alone!" And they're like, "Oh," and they ran away or whatever. I even before the Ring doorbells though and everything, I was sitting back watching a CSI episode, and after that, like later that night, I watched one of those Forensic Files episodes. And they ended up catching this criminal. The guy was going to get away with this. But a police officer went back to the scene where they found this body. And they found some beer bottles. And there was four or five of them. And they grab the beer bottles. They go to the manufacturing company, find the serial number. They go in one of the suspects they had. They go to his house. And the guy goes, hey, do you mind if I get a drink of water? Goes in, and they open the refrigerator. They see one beer bottle in there. They trace that to the same numbers and catch the guy.
Is that crazy?
I'm watching that.
It's amazing and awesome.
Why do people commit any crimes? Right. You can't get away with anything anymore. Just don't. Just go to the right side of things. You're going to save yourself a lot of time and hassle. It's not worth it. You can't get away with anything anymore. I'm not sure that you could, if they still had VHS stores, I don't think you could like send a tape back, not rewound. I'm pretty sure that would get you nowadays. Don't even bother. Don't even
and
bother.
Really, man. Drink the whole six pack.
Drink it all. Yeah. What are you doing? We'll get to our news, our state and sports news. We'll come back and have some fun. We're talking the great sign war that's going on in Morehead City, North Carolina, when we come back on the morning show at WFHR.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell in Chicago. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The official leading the roll call of states at the DNC was familiar to plenty of people in Wisconsin. Jason Ray grew up in Rice Lake and lives in Glendale. He says he came up with the idea of a highly produced roll call 4 years ago.
It was an opportunity for delegates to still do their important work, but also to celebrate, to unify. I know from everyone that I've talked to, the roll call was a highlight for them, and I know it was a highlight for me.
It's all part of Ray's job as Democratic National Committee Secretary. A new invasive species has found its way to Wisconsin. The Eastern Asia's elm zigzag sawfly does minor cosmetic damage to elm trees. The zigzag sawfly was discovered in Portage County on the 4th of July. Wildlife officials now say they've spread to 17 Wisconsin counties. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. There's a blood drive scheduled for September 4th in the town of Rome. It will be at the municipal building from 10 to 3. When you donate with the Red Cross between September 1st through the 15th, you'll receive an exclusive Red Cross Raglan t-shirt while supplies last. That's September 4th in Rome. The annual Guns and Hoses event takes place on Sunday in Stevens Point at Zinoff Park. Watch the police officers take on the firefighters at 1 p.m. All proceeds go to support area veterans. You know when you're driving and you hit a work zone with lane closures and everybody starts to merge way too early? Then there's that one person that passes everyone by, merging at the last second? Well, the Wisconsin Department of Transportation says that's the right way to do it. They're reminding drivers to zipper merge in work zones, not merge into one lane early. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The Packers break camp. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers had their final training camp practice in a joint session with the Baltimore Ravens. Jordan Love made some nice completions, but was also intercepted.
They're a really good defense. I mean, I think they ended the last year one of the best in the league. So they're really good, and it's a great test for us on offense. And obviously, I mean, I think after last week at Denver practice, you know, it wasn't our best performance. So we definitely wanted to bounce back. And I think, you know, we did a good job of doing that.
The two teams face each other tomorrow at noon for their final preseason game at Lambeau Field. Baseball tonight, the Brewers in Oakland to face the A's. The Crew losing to the Cardinals yesterday, 3-0 in St. Louis. Pat Murphy asked why he pulled Freddy Peralta after five scoreless innings pitched.
He threw a good breaking ball. He just missed with it a lot. I thought he was good. Five innings of shutout. Only two hits, I think. And you can say what you want. The pitch count got up there, and I'm not interested in him keep going 100-plus when, you know, he's got a lot of big starts left.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier Thought Festival.
Summer is here and the sun is unforgiving. Be your child's hero this summer by keeping them safe in the summer heat and don't miss a beat. WAM Incorporated is here to help. Summer is for family trips, team championships, and long days at the beach. Design your child or team's gear in a flash with fully customizable polyester shirts and shorts. Call 715-423-9465 for WAM Incorporated today and get back out into the summer sun and enjoy the adventure without the burn.
Saving money on your roofing project now at Menards. We have an unbeatable selection of Atlas shingles. Castlebrook, Briarwood, and Pinnacle shingles feature a limited lifetime and up to 130 miles per hour wind warranty. Choose from 20 styles in stock, ready to take home today. Stop in to shop our wide selection of roofing products or visit Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Maggie Dawn.
Hey, everybody. The DNC is over, and I'm taking a breather. Don't worry. I got you covered. Special guest host Matt Rothschild is up next.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with a high in the upper 70s this afternoon. The wind will be out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight will drop into the upper 50s. Tomorrow, sunshine, mid-80s by Sunday. Partly cloudy, muggy with a high in the upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp 62.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio. Terry and James hanging out with you. Thank you so much for joining us, everybody. Hope you're having a great Friday out there and a good start to your day. There is a town called Morehead City, North Carolina, along the Crystal Coast. It's beautiful over there. I've spent a little bit of time over there as a kid, and I really love the Carolinas. That particular area is so beautiful. But right now, it is a bit of a war zone. Okay, I don't like necessarily reusing these words that are not actual, but, you know, it's a joke. Local businesses there have been engaging in a tongue-in-cheek sign war recently, which has actually been kind of amusing for the area and really social media. It all started when a place called Liona's Grill and Bar left a message saying, "Happy Birthday, Jeff," on its marquee for nearly a month.
Oh.
A neighboring business called Dank Burrito took a shot at them by putting up a sign that said, quote, "Iona's, quit being lazy, change your sign."
I love that.
That's fantastic.
And I was thinking it was the theory of, like, I have a staff person that she insists it's birthday month. You know what I mean? Like, she gets all of November. So that's what I thought maybe Jeff was insisting. Right.
It's not a bad idea. Iona's sign then responded, quote, "Dank, we are not lazy, just busier than you."
I mean, fair.
Then Dank shot back, "Y'all just look busy because it takes 2 hours for a dollar taco." And it's all been in fun. These businesses are friends.
They're probably going out for drinks to figure out what theirs is going to say next.
Yes, yes. But the other nearby businesses took note, and more than 70 establishments have chimed in, including clothing stores, doctor's offices, even churches have been getting in.
But isn't that super fun?
I love it. This is awesome. Locals and tourists are having fun with it, stopping to take photos with the signs and everything. It's actually increased their economy over there because people are coming there to see these things.
Come to see the signs, yeah.
The original business owner says it shows no sign of stopping. The owner of Dank says it's all gaining traction, and the owner of Iona says he's going to keep it going as long as he can. Congratulations to them. This is a grassroots kind of thing that you have people spending literally millions of dollars on marketing trying to do this, and they came up with this organically.
Well, and you also just have these entrepreneurs and small businesses that are like in the grind all day. You know what I mean? Like just constantly trying to do what they need to do to make, and then you have something fun like this that happens, you know, coincidentally, right? Yeah. Like it was, and so it just, I think, I don't know, kind of puts a little spring in their step, I think.
I got to say, maybe it's the time of year, maybe it's just my football brain, but this reminds me of my favorite sports story of all time. The beginning of the Acme Packers and the Decatur Staleys. and the Chicago Bears and the Green Bay Packers and that history, and how you had Lombardi and Halas, and you had these guys who were friends and trying to start something new and trying to get people, the American people, interested. And how do you do that? And people like, you know, sports, and they were getting into football. They were enjoying it, but there was nobody knew these players. Nobody knew what they were doing out there practically and all that. You got to get people to come see games. And even back then, Red Sox and Yankees, big deal because of the rivalry. How do you do this? You can't just create a rivalry out of nothing. So you make one. And they did. And it's still, to this day, the greatest rivalry in sports. It is a unique and cool thing that was created by two great friends that has turned into what we know and experience, what we're looking forward to this year. It was tongue-in-cheek. It was meant to be tongue-in-cheek and has turned into its own animal. And a huge part of the reason why the NFL is where it is today.
And do you think those two guys like had a handshake deal? Like, hey, I'll win all the Super Bowls, you get one?
No. I don't see what's so funny about it.
I was just wondering.
No, it's great. To be fair, Chicago did win some championships.
I know.
But they only won one Super Bowl so far, to your many. It's a very fair point.
I mean, I just thought maybe it came up over a beer or something.
That is kind of funny to think about that. Like, okay, you guys
here's the deal.
It's this kind of idea that where people behind the scenes know one thing, but to what is set to the masses is another. I find that really interesting. I don't know if you could just do something like this, like a couple of our local businesses decide.
I don't think so.
I don't know if you could do something like that and pull it off the same. But
I think it has to totally be organic.
It really does. You know? It really does. Yeah. Otherwise, it probably wouldn't come across.
Can't you even see, like, you know, like a sitcom, right? Like, oh, those are fighting words. Like, I'm going to do this. And then all of a sudden they're like having these strategy meetings about what does our sign say next kind of thing.
I love the idea of them getting together. Yeah. To go over that. That should be kind of funny. I'm looking forward to see where that story goes. So, and wanted to touch on this. We have a That Ain't Right story coming up for you after our break. This is the prelude to that. This can really sting those two or three times a year you take cash out, because I don't know many people that do that anymore. I do. I know I do, but others might not as much. An annual study found ATM fees have hit a new record high with a national average of $4.77.
Are you kidding? For one transaction?
That's incredible. That's crazy. That's the combined total of what you bank and the ATM charge for your out-of-network transactions. The average ATM charge is about $3.19, and your bank takes about $1.58 of that. It's up 4 cents from last year, and a decade ago was at $4.35, and 20 years ago was at $2.66. So adjusting for inflation, that would be about $4.42 today. So it's actually a little high, not much higher, but still higher. Atlanta has the most expensive ATMs at $5.33. San Diego and Phoenix are up to $5.22, and of the 25 major metro areas they looked at, Boston has the cheapest at $4.16.
Wow. Honestly, if I need to get cash, my credit union, mm-hmm. you know, where I bank, like, they have free ATM if mm-hmm. you're their customer. So, like, I'll just go there. Or, you know, there's gas stations around that have free ATM as just part of one of their perks. So, I mean, that's if I need to get cash for something, usually the kids, you know, that's where I'll go, because I am not paying a fee. I mean, if I absolutely have to, like it's an emergency, a crisis situation, whatever, but fine. But otherwise, like in general, I'm not just showing up in some community going, I'll just use the ATM and paying an extra $5. Not happening.
I'm an adult and I understand how the world works. And you know, banks need transaction fees and some of these things. I get some of that. But it's one of those things like that. It seems like wasted money to get my money. Like I got to mm-hmm. pay money to get my money. Yeah. That makes no sense to me. So I think it was about almost like 3-4 years ago the last time I paid an ATM fee, because I go to Quick Trip. Like,
me too.
I don't know if I sound cheap saying that or not, but
oh, I totally do.
I always do. Anytime I need money, that is where I go to get it out. They have free ATM fees. Shout out to Quick Trip.
Yeah, that's one of their marketing tools, right? Like, we're going to offer this free to our guests because it's free, and then they can spend that $5 on a lunch meal here or something.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, instead of wasting it on a fee.
Yeah, it's smart marketing on
absolutely.
Their part. Incredibly smart marketing on their part. And I guess now that I'm saying it out loud, I imagine I'm not alone on this one, but I have never really thought much about it because I haven't thought much about ATM fees in a while because I have not paid it in a long time.
But, you know, the other thing is almost every place that I've been to, like, let's say in the last 6 months, any, like, restaurant, mm-hmm. I'm not talking like fast food, like if I drive through Culver's, but I'm talking like if I go to a sit-down restaurant, almost everyone has a card fee now.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
That they add on to your bill.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
So then it's like, okay, well, you're going to get the fee one way or the other. So you need to go to Quick Trip to get the cash to go out to dinner.
Right. Yeah. Which it's not helping our economy necessarily. It slows things
down. It's just interesting.
It nickel and diming, nobody has ever been a fan of nickel and diming. Good luck with the store opening up nickel and diming.
Now, you know what, though? That being said, I mean, the fees are real and they're there. So I'll just use us for an example. So United Way, like you can make a donation to us using a credit or debit card, and it costs us money. So if you give $50, you know, we're going to take a loss of, you know, a couple bucks on that. So we've added that, but it's completely optional. Like on our give page, you could just check a box that says cover the fees, and then you would just cover the $2.33 if you wanted to. If you don't want to, fine. But I can see that. You know, thinking about let's just say restaurants, that they're adding that because they are feeling that fee. But part of me is like, you know, to me it would feel a little less cringy. Now it's not less transparent, but like just make the burger a dollar more.
Yeah.
Versus putting an extra, you know, $4 at the bottom of my bill. Like just jack your prices up a little bit.
I genuinely think the average person out there does not mind tipping and tipping well. I think that the awkwardness of it, or the idea of the added on fees, the nickel and diming again, I think that's where it starts. You got this fee. I thought I was just paying this, but it's actually they added on two things, and now they want to tip on top of it. That's where people start getting. It's not the tip specifically as it is, well, I've already paid all this when I thought I was just paying this, and now you want me to add this on top of it. How about you just pay your employees better? You know, and like you said, add an extra dollar to the burger. I'd rather pay an extra dollar to the burger and you see you pay your employees better than something like this.
And, you know, find a no-fee ATM. That's my advice.
There's the advice for you right
there. Travel with cash. Don't pick it up when you get there.
That's another good one. Yes. We'll take a time out. We'll come back and wrap up the show, the morning show on WFHR, locally grown radio.
WFHR invites you to join David Farmbrough of Caldwell Bankers Seward Realtors and tune in to Let's Talk Real Estate. The next show is coming up and we'll be talking about topics that matter to you, whether you're a buyer or a seller. So if you're looking forward to welcoming David Farmbrough to the show and taking your questions, be sure to tune in every second Tuesday of the month right here on your locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
Join James and Southwood County Humane Society for Pet of the Week on Thursdays at 9 a.m. Stay up to date on needs, events, and available pets. Over 100 pets have been adopted thanks to area sponsors. To learn how to help, call Ashley at 715-496-0710.
It's that time of year again. The fall sports season is about to kick off, and you'll want the best seat in the house so you can get in on all the action. But when it's time to go, you know, to use the facility, you want the best seat there too. That's why you should call Crockett Septic. Crockett Septic can provide porta-potty rentals for a competitive price and provide reliable service to ensure your porta-potty seat will always be a good one too. Wait a second. What if you stay home to watch the game? You better make sure your throne is ready to go, especially if you have friends coming over. Many area counties right now are sending out reminder cards that it's time to get your septic pumped. So call Crockett Septic and they'll take care of that right away so you'll have the best seat in the house.
Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whip. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
Yeehaw! Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Dan Schaefer is going to recombobulate at 10:33, and we got special guest host Amy Westrup of Comedy Sports joining me all morning. Don't miss it.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings at 10.
Hi, everyone. Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
Partly sunny today with perfect high temperatures flirting with 80 degrees. With winds a bit breezy out of the southwest, it's going to be pulling in that heat and humidity for the weekend. High temperatures will soar to the mid-80s tomorrow and near 90 on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 67 degrees.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Terry and James hanging out with you. Wrap you up, wrap up the show, wrap up the week. We're rapping now. We're rappers now. Yes, that's what we're going to do. The last segment of the show is nothing but rap. We are going to have some fun here. We're going to get to the United Way update, talk about some good things going on in our area. But we got to get to that right story in, Terry. And this is an interesting one. There are obviously not a lot of intelligent people in the criminal world.
I mean,
that's how you got into the criminal world in some ways. This is an interesting one. A burglar broke into an apartment in Rome on Tuesday night, but he was caught because he stopped mid-theft when he spotted an irresistible book on a table about Greek mythology. The book, quote, examined the Lilad from the point of view of the gods while highlighting the interpretation power of epic work and all this. So the owner of the property woke up, confronted the burglar, while the burglar was just sitting there reading the book. The man stopped in the middle of the crime, saw this book, like, I gotta read that.
Can you clarify, Rome, Italy, or Rome, Wisconsin?
I do believe. Nicely done. This is a new one to me. I've not seen this one before.
You know.
The burglar was startled and tried to escape from the balcony where he came in, but he was caught soon afterward by the police. He was found with a bag of designer clothes, which he had stolen earlier that night. It doesn't sound like he tried to snatch the book, though. He didn't try to steal the book.
See, okay. I mean, at least he's respectful. He must have gone to the library as a kid. Like, you know, you can't take that book and keep it forever.
I mean, he's an avid reader, you know, and he's going to have a lot of time to do some reading. Hope the prison library's got some nice books in there for you, man, because you're going to be doing some reading, all right.
Maybe that homeowner will send him the book.
I can't imagine, like, I like to read, and there have been some wonderful books I've read in my life. I can't imagine you're in that situation. You're, like, hustling. Oh, I got to be quiet. I got to be doing, ooh, what is this? Ooh, this looks interesting. What is it, The Hobbit? Oh, wow, I never read this book. I'm going to sit back, and you just completely forget where you are and everything. Get immersed in the book. And, like, I am so sorry. I did not realize where I was. I am just so silly. You know, I'm going to see myself out.
You know, you can just hang these clothes back up yourself.
Yeah, if you don't mind. That ain't right. We look at our schedule for today and our palate cleanser. Be sure to join us a little bit later today and every Monday through Friday from 4 to 5 for Midday Magazine. We have a great time having some open dialogue with some of your favorite people and local community members. And we have a jam-packed one for you to wrap up the week. We have Jennifer Clark joining us, community health educator with Aging and Disability Resource Center of Central Wisconsin. Always love talking with Jennifer.
Absolutely. Great resource.
We're going to be talking a little bit about September and Fall Prevention Month and some of the information from that. They have a great class coming up at the EDRC. We'll get into that one. And in part two, we wrap up the week with new superintendent of Wisconsin Rapids Public School Systems, Ronald Rasmussen. And Ron is going to bring some friends in with him. We got a handful of new principals from our area. We are going to have our Pitch principal, Lincoln principal, and Howe principal joining us today. We'll be catching up with them and how they're getting ready for the school year and what things they're excited about in the new school year.
Cool.
Want to remind everybody that all weekend long, we have great entertainment, great local programming for you. At 7 a.m., join us for the Sunshine Polka Show, the greatest polka show of all time. Tim Hubbelt does an amazing job going through the whole universe looking for awesome polka for you. Join us every Saturday, 7 to 8, for one of the staples here at WFHR, the Sunshine Polka Show. After that, our good friends at Family Natural Foods bring us Terry Talks Nutrition. Terry Lemron, one of the architects and greatest minds in the supplement industry.
I love listening to him.
He is such a great Saturday morning listen. He really is. And I always learn stuff listening to him. Join us for that from 8 to 9 and from 11 to noon, Over the Back Fence. Seth will be here this week taking your calls. Be sure to not only join us for the show, bring us your items you're looking for, items you want to sell, but please do spread the word about the show too. This is one of those ones we really love this show around here, and we know our audience does, but the only way we keep that show around is if we keep getting calls.
Gotta have participation.
Yeah, you gotta participate. Give Seth a call, 11 and noon tomorrow with your items you're looking for and items you want to sell. We'll meet you here for Over the Back Fence this weekend. Be sure to join us for our Sunday night programming as well. It kicks off at 5 with a director's cut. This week, Seth and I are going to be hanging out talking about some interesting movies that we aren't necessarily huge movies, but we think the audience might like. We're going to get into some of that and talk about some local events going on as well. Looking forward to it. And we'll have our civic series continuing again soon, where we're going to interview a bunch of our people around here. And we got some cool bands that are going to be joining us in the next couple of weeks as well. We're looking forward to on Director's Cut. Be sure to reach out to us if you're a creative out there and you'd like to be on the show. You can direct message us on our Facebook pages. You can give our front desk a call at 424-1300 or just email me, james.maloff@civicmedia.us. james.maloff@civicmedia.us. Afterwards, you'll have Seth Face the Music from 6 to 8. Be sure to join us for that. Seth takes a different topic every week and dives into it, giving you good audio and commentary and some great music. And from 8 to 9, it's Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape. I just finishing touches on this new episode. We're doing soundtracks, different songs from soundtracks of the 90s. It's our second one of these. We got a request in there. Got some other fun stuff as well. I'm already working on next week's episode. We are looking forward to taking your requests as well. If it is a song that was released from 1990 to 1999, we will play it. Looking forward to making you joining us for another Unlabeled episode 8 to 9 this weekend. Keep in mind, all those shows I just mentioned have no sponsor. We are looking for sponsors. We are looking for people to join the team. Go ahead and attach yourself not only to that, but to our team, and ask our friends at Quality Plus Printing how we do with Ask El Cafe how we do when it comes to advertising you and your business and how we support local. You don't just hear us mention these businesses once or twice. We go out of our way to mention and talk about them as much as we can. Join the team. Be a part of your local radio station. We are your stations, everybody. Be a part of things here with us. Give our front desk a call, 424-1300. Wanted to touch on a couple of other quick events here, Terry. We have a Red Cross blood drive starting up in just minutes now, 5 minutes from now, over at McMillan Library.
Awesome.
This will be taking place in their all-purpose room. It's going from 10 to 3 today. Be a hero and donate if you can. We greatly appreciate our friends at the library and all the Red Cross and everybody involved in that one. Just doing some of the great work in our community. Again, that Red Cross blood drive happening today from 10 to 3 over at the all-purpose room at McMillan Library. Friday and Saturday, our VFW Poppy Buddy Poppy Days will be going on at various businesses around the Wisconsin Rapids community. Keep that in mind, and those poppies really help the VFW do a lot of the great work that they do. It's also a great opportunity to talk to a veteran.
I was
going to
say, it's veterans that are doing it, so if nothing else, stop and say hi and thank them for their service.
We appreciate them, and appreciate to Tom. He'll be joining us in the next week or two here to give us our monthly veterans update. Our friends at Edge VR have the Edge of Rapids Car, Truck, Bike, and Race Show coming up August 31st from 10 to 3 right over at their stomping grounds at 3540 Plover Road in Wisconsin Rapids. Come join them for their first annual car, truck, motorcycle, race vehicle show. No cost to enter. Come hang out, listen to music, have some fun. Check out Edge VR. Free race car simulators is going on from 11 to 2:30, and free VR demonstrations from 10 to 2:30. They're going to have plaque awards for best in show and some of those things.
Hey,
it's going to be a lot of fun.
We should go there so I could beat you in a race.
Oh, I look forward to that, and I don't know if you're gonna though.
Do you ever play Mario Kart?
I'm pretty darn good at Mario Kart. Yeah, I was pretty good at that. That'd be a fun one. I'm game for that for sure. And tomorrow, the Nakusa Conservation League's third annual Backwoods Bash is going on. They got a poker run involved with this. It's going to be a lot of fun. UTV groups are going to leave around noon. You can find out more about this one at their website. Just go to Nakusa Conservation League, Inc. on their Facebook page and find out more. Backwoods Bash is open to the public. Everyone's welcome. Enjoy the raffles and have some fun with that one, everybody. And a shout out to our great friends in the Nakusa area. We love our friends over in Nakusa. Wanted to wrap up talking a little United Way with you, Terry, and remind everybody that we are gearing up and getting ready for campaign season.
Yes, campaign season is here. We are kicking off our fall campaign in the next week or so, but of course, always taking donations. But again, our goal is to raise as many funds as possible so that we are able to help support 30 programs in the area that we serve. Those programs hit a variety of different aspects of the community. You know, we think about children and youth and what kids have access to, all the way to, you know, even our seniors and maybe even end of life, and what that means, and how as a community we can all support each other. So United Way helps to fund 30 programs. We provide 10 different initiatives in the community. And I would also encourage folks, if you have a need or someone you know has a need of any kind, give us a call at 211 so that we can connect you with resources in the community that can best serve you and your friends and neighbors and loved ones. So, you know, that's really where we're at. But we are, you know, consider getting your checkbook out, because we're going to be actively campaigning soon. And, you know, any donation makes a huge impact. So just something to consider as we're moving into campaign time.
Great way to put back into your community. Help the United Way do the vital work that they are doing, and find out more at uwswac.org. Be sure to follow them on social media and keep up to date on some of these cool events they got coming up during campaign season. Looking forward to talking more United Way with you throughout the whole season, Terry. And I wanted to remind everybody, we are at the Central Wisconsin State Fair today. Come find us in the Expo building. Melissa is over there. Ashley should be over there as well. I think Seth is going to be there tomorrow. So come on by, say hi, spin the wheel, win some merch. Give us your story. We want your Wisconsin stories, and we greatly appreciate those. And we're having a lot of fun over there. Stop on by, say hi, and enjoy the fair, everyone. It's going throughout the weekend. Enjoy the Central Wisconsin State Fair. When you get a chance and you see fair workers, thank them. Let them know we appreciate them. Let our vendors know we appreciate them. A lot of people put a lot of work into that event. Find out more at CentralWisconsinStateFair.com. Terry, have a great weekend.
You too.
Be good to each other out there. Have a good weekend, and we'll talk to you sooner than later right here at...
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.